All right, in Romans chapter 1, turn to Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, we're going to read a couple of verses here that we read quite frequently. Generally, we just start in 16, and I probably quote Romans 1:16 as much as any verse in the Bible, because it declares the fact that Paul said he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and it's the power of God and the salvation. But back up in verse 15, Romans 1:15, he says, "So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." I want to talk to you about being ready to preach the gospel. You know, it's one thing to know the gospel. It's another thing to be able to memorize it. And of course, we know that the gospel is that Christ died for our sins. He was buried and He was raised again for our justification. That's a statement of the facts as far as the gospel is concerned. But Paul said there in verse 15, "As much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also." Now, there are several reasons why I believe that the Apostle Paul was able to make that statement that he's ready. And there are several things that you need in order to be ready to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number one, the Apostle Paul knew what to preach. There's no mistaking about that. And how did he know it? Well, look in Galatians chapter 1. In Galatians chapter 1, and keep in mind now that the Apostle Paul says that he is the apostle of the Gentiles. He says that several times. In 1 Corinthians 4, he says, "Be ye followers of me." In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says, "Be ye followers of me." In Acts 20, Paul said that the gospel that was committed unto him was the gospel of the grace of God. Now the question comes up, if you've got John the Baptist preaching, you've got Jesus Christ preaching, and then you got him commissioning the 12, why is it that Paul was later added as an apostle, and why is it that we put so much emphasis upon the Apostle Paul? Well, we put emphasis upon the Apostle Paul because the Bible puts emphasis on Paul. We put emphasis on Paul because God puts emphasis on Paul. And in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul said, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Now, you know, if you're going to preach the gospel, and when I talk about preaching the gospel, I'm not talking about just men who believe that they are called to preach or that they have desire to preach and so forth. Every individual has an opportunity day by day to preach, that is, to proclaim the gospel. And if you're going to preach the gospel, you need to know which gospel you're going to preach. Say, "Well, I thought there was just one." Well, I want you to notice in the Bible, several men that preached the gospel, and yet they're not all the same. First of all, notice back in Mark chapter 1, in Mark chapter 1, we find the forerunner of Jesus Christ there. It's John the Baptist. And in Mark chapter 1, we find a very short verse that tells us explicitly what it was that John preached. In Mark chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible says, "John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins." Now, if you're going to preach today, I ask you, are you going to preach baptism of repentance for remission of sins, or are you going to preach the good news of the grace of God? John preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So we have John the Baptist. Notice over in Luke chapter 1. In Luke chapter 1, John the Baptist's father is speaking of the ministry of John. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 76, Zechariah, speaking of John, says, "And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. So John comes forth preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins as a forerunner of Jesus Christ. Then the Lord Jesus Christ begins his earthly ministry in Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew chapter 4, in verse number 7, the Bible says, Jesus said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I'm sorry, we need to go over to make it verse 17. Or Matthew 4:17, for time's sake. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, when you look at John's message of Matthew chapter 3 and Mark chapter 1, you can go back in the Old Testament to Malachi chapter 3 and find the declaration or the message being foretold. When Jesus Christ comes forth in Matthew 4:17, preaching repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, you'll find that ministry back in Isaiah chapter 61, beginning in verse 1. But that's what Jesus Christ preached. Jesus Christ preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know that Jesus Christ called out 12 disciples. Look in Matthew chapter 10. In Matthew chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ, he calls out 12 men, and he commissions them to carry on the ministry during his life, but also after he's departed and ascended into heaven. In Matthew chapter 10, the first few verses there, he names the 12 disciples. In verse 5, the Bible says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, you know, it's interesting to me that there are numerous people who claim to believe that the doctrine of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is church doctrine. And yet, in doing so, you have to ask the question, if it is, why is it that those same people are not preaching what was preached in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You've got John, first of all, preaching repentance and remission of sins. You've got Jesus Christ preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You've got the 12 preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. As a matter of fact, over in Matthew chapter 19, in Matthew chapter 19, or chapter 16, I believe it is, in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus Christ asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Matthew 16:18, in response to that, Jesus says, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began